Yeah, it's a dark day, Hugh.
Yeah, I can't deny that.
Yeah, it is. It's a dark day. The Phillies are out. And it's one thing to go out. Like, it's tough to win the World Series. We know that. It's a tournament. I'm not shocked they didn't win based on how they were playing the last couple months. But to go out in four like that, to get outplayed by the Mets, to go out in four games and have the offense play like that, a joke. 215-592-9494. Disappointed, frustrated, and frankly annoyed. I'm annoyed at the Phillies. The way, and the blame goes like this. I blame Topper for setting an example of complacency in the second half of the season. I blame the bullpen for completely just setting. I mean, they're arsonists in this series. Every time they came in, they just let fire to the game. And the offense was so bad in this series. They had four hits last night in an elimination game. Four hits. If I ever hear the daycare again, I'm going to lose my mind. They went 4-for-37. Get out of here with that. They're not even young. The daycare. And to go to all the stars, Schwarber wasn't good enough. Castellanos and Harper were really the only guys that were consistent. Zero batting average at a JT Realmuto. Can I ask everyone to please stop doing something?
What's that?
We can't do the best catcher in baseball thing anymore. It's over. It passed. He was at one point. He's not. It's okay. He's not that great anymore. It's all right. He had zero hits in the series. And the shortstop, I need to stop myself from probably cursing on the air every time we talk about him, because $300 million, $300 million. You saw a $300 million shortstop on the field last night. He plays for the Mets. His name is Francisco Lindor. That player is worth that money. Did you see how calm he was when he hit the home run? Didn't even slip the bat. Just put it down and ran the bases.
Business as usual.
Because you know where Francisco Lindor is going? The Hall of Fame one day. Our shortstop is not. As we talk through this for the last 2 hours, we'll get to everyone's calls here. 215-592-9494. Where's the biggest blame for you for what happened here in the series?
I would say 1-5, 1-4, 1-5. However you want to parcel that out.
Yeah.
You know, I know that there were some moments, but consistently they were disappointing. You know, Schwarber came out with the big home run, and then the bats just went cold.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys that I look at that you have to hold accountable, because those are the ones that did the most chirping. And it was – you know what the irony of last night was? I was about to say irony. But the irony is that I had friends from Atlanta texting me and saying snarky stuff like, yeah, Rocky would have been proud. Hey, man, too soon. Too soon for all that. I don't need to hear that right now. That ain't cool.
Yeah, the wounds, the cut is still open.
Yeah, it's like that's not cool, you know. I mean, and when I tell you, it happened immediately after the celebration started.
Well, what are Braves fans chirping for? The Mets might win the World Series.
Yes,
they hate them too.
It was one of those ones I always equated to the bully that you got beat up by two bullies, and you're rooting for one of them, but at the end of the day, they both kicked your ass.
Yep.
So it was kind of the same thing.
So you're putting the blame on the offense, top of the offense?
Yes.
Yeah, the offense is number one. Topper gets some. The bullpen gets some. Dombrowski gets some. I mean, his trade deadline this year was embarrassing. I mean, he should apologize to John Middleton for that whatever that was. Austin Hayes and Carlos Estevez and Tanner Banks with a World Series on the line. It is a joke. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Black Gritty.
Give me a little bit of a leash today. First of all, Kyle, I apologize to you for getting on you about how you're feeling about this series. You were
Thank
right,
you.
I was wrong. Joe Giglio.
You take notes.
Sound like Joe Giglio should
apologize. I ain't crying. I'm just angry, bro, and I'm trying to make sure the SEC don't beat me. You know what I mean? So Joe Giglio told me this is the biggest baseball team he ever seen in his life. I want an apology from him.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I got fooled, Black Gritty.
Okay.
I'm an idiot.
I appreciate you. Now, Hugh, you all right over there, because you be trying to pom-pom it up. I'm going to leave you alone, because, you know, you're trying to become
trying to
Mr. Baseball. Now, let me tell you something. Topper's got to go. I'm tired of his mess. Bryce Harper, thank you for choosing me, bro, but you can't choose no more teammates, okay? You're not LeBron James. I'm tired of your friends coming up in here and your clubhouse vibe and all that kind of stuff. You know what? I think I prefer jazz over country music in the clubhouse, because that's the kind of vibe you got going on in there, and it seems real similar to, like, you got your little buddies in there, and they pout, and they got good hair, and don't nobody know how to do nothing, but times are tough. Nobody does anything. You can't wear anything from Wawa, the Fanatic, anything Philadelphia. If you say Rocky out of your mouth anytime, I don't want to hear it. Because you know what? They want to talk about what the fans expected. Punk, I bet 98 wins because you told me you were winning the division. You talked about being on Broad Street. You talked about being on the float. And then you went out there and drowned in the moat. You embarrassed yourself. You embarrassed the city. I hope that you're still on that bus. And you keep on going down there to Florida and help with that hurricane relief because it's safer for you down there than it is coming back here to Philadelphia right now, okay? Now, Dombrowski, say his name slower because you're saying it too fast. Dombrowski, bro, at the trade deadlines, you coming up here not doing nothing? You're not doing nothing. You're out here. You're at the nickel and dime store, okay? You went out there and got Trey Turner. Baseball, if I could change one thing in my life, I'm tired of these 10-year contracts. Guaranteed money, whatever it is, with this play, get your money. But 10-year arbitrage hanging around my neck with a no-trade clause, it can't happen. I mean, say Juan Soto one more time. Say his name one more time. This dude can't afford $600 million. He's in space. You think Dombrowski's going to talk him into spending another half a billion when he got this result after half a billion? And Bryce, don't you ask for another penny again until you do something. You are officially on Sixers watch. Next season, no Fanatic, no talking, no Rocky. Get out there and do your job. And Dombrowski, you better have a change coming. Daycare, nowhere. Them kids out here graduated, all right, bro? They're 30 years old. Shut your mouth. I am sick to death, and I'm out here fighting for my life against these punk Mets fans that usually met it up. And don't think about their pitching. You know what? When they go up against actual hitters, you're going to see how terrible their pitching is. Their pitching is trash, and we made them look like all-stars. It's actually sickening. Have a great day, y'all. Red October.
Appreciate it, Black Gritty. Man, he was cooking there. Came after me. Apologized to Kyle. Spared you.
How did he end that with Red October, though?
I know.
It was a feeble Red October.
It was almost like a I pity you Red October.
Yeah,
there,
he's going out with a blaze of glory.
Well, he got everybody there, and everyone deserves it. He's right. I mean, he's right about the. Bryce Harper's a great player. He's a Hall of Famer. He's one of the great Phillies of all time. He has provided a lot of great moments already. He helped this team reach a World Series. But I'm done with, hey, Bryce wants to sign this guy, so we sign this guy. No more. Can we let the baseball people make the baseball decision? You go play first base. You're great. You're really good at that. Go hit. You're really good at that. Enough of signing all Bryce's buddies. That has not led to a championship. Eric and Fox Chase. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Eric?
What a rough day. I just disagree with a little bit about the Turner thing. I mean, his contract is absolutely awful. I do. You know, I talked to Kyle a little bit. It is. But, I mean, Lindor had some couple terrible years with the Mets before this year. I mean, you know, he struggled. And, be it as it may, Turner hit basically 300 this year. And, you know, he needs to step up in the playoffs. But, you know, I think there's more glaring issues on the team than Turner.
He's trying to tell you to get Trey a little bit of rope.
Well, so. I'm not going to, Eric, because he's supposed to be their second best player. And I know Lindor had his first year with the Mets, he was down by his standards. He's going to finish second in the MVP this year. He was ninth the year before that. Eric, they're not comparable. One guy's a Gold Glove shortstop, and he's second in the MVP this year. The other guy is not a good fielder. And not as good of an offensive player. He's not as close to as good as Lindor.
Well, then that's on Dombrowski then.
I agree. And, I agree with you.
You know, and then Stott needs to play short and move Turner to second and go out and sign a third baseman and get rid of his daycare crap and the platoon with Rojas and Marsh. Let's get some players in here and maybe another starter. You know, this not having like a solid number two starter like is this guy going to step up? Is Nola going to step up? You know, is Nola a number two? He's paid like a number two, but is he? No, really, he's a number three.
He's probably moving closer to that. Yeah, but the crazy part, and Eric, we appreciate it. The crazy part is the pitching, starting pitching wasn't the problem in this series. Their four starting pitchers across the four games gave up six total runs.
Wheeler's, not a bad day.
No, I mean, you would take that every single time. That wasn't the issue. The issue was the bullpen, the offense, and maybe a lack of urgency that the manager let permeate into the clubhouse, and they just walked in the series and said, let's hope we flip a switch. Guys, I have tried my best over the past 2 years to be as fair as possible on this Turner thing. Everyone got in all their feelings last year when I said I'd wave my magic wand and get rid of the contract. And then he got hot and was like, you're an idiot. See how good he is? If you are still defending the Trey Turner thing, you're blind. He can't play shortstop at a high level. He doesn't hit at a high level. His time in Philadelphia is like three separate seven-week hot streaks. That's all he is. How is this guy their second best player?
Is this your I told you so moment?
No, it's don't come at me with any more Turner defense because I'm going to lose it. I'm going to lose it. Like, if you can't see this, I don't know what you're watching. There are people out there who make it their thing to defend Trey Turner. Get a life. This guy stinks in the biggest moment. I have no faith he's going to get a hit ever in a big moment.
I don't know, Kyle. This kind of feels like I told you so kind of moment, though.
Well, you know what? Honestly, like, if there's one, for how much crap he got about the Trey Turner thing, this is one where you say, like, yeah, you know what? I did tell you so. You know what? It dawned on me, and I brought this up to you guys during the break. This Trey Turner contract right now.
Don't do it. Let him cook. Because there's certain things that just sound ridiculous that are not for air.
Hugh.
What?
This contract is going to go down as worse than the Tobias Harris contract. Yes, it is. We have 9 years left of this. It's not going to get better. And he has a no-trade clause. We are stuck. He was paid to be a cornerstone of this offense. He was paid to be a top shortstop, which he's not. He doesn't belong on the field. He's feeble at the plate. We might have to demote this guy to left field for the duration of the contract. This is an albatross. It is crushing this team. It's going to hurt their ability to sign a top-level free agent like Juan Soto in the offseason. This is a crippling contract.
I think Crumble Cookie was worse. At least Trey did. And I know what you're about to say.
I don't want to hear about the freaking All-Star, dude.
He's an All-Star.
I don't care.
He is an All-Star.
Don't care. We
and
didn't
I know
sign
everybody
him.
Gets
we didn't
to go.
Sign him to be an All-Star, did we?
No, but
no.
He's,
we signed him to help us
candidate.
Win a World Series.
You know what he says since the All-Star game, including the playoffs? Hit .245 with a .286 on base percentage. You could find Howard always has that line. You could shake a tree. I could shake a tree.
Did Mookie get hurt, and that's why he went to the All-Star?
That's it. Is part of it. I could shake a tree and find someone to put up a .676 OPS.
Why did I just kill my own?
Oh, you did. You did.
But at least he was an All-Star. I don't think it's fair.
Good for him.
I don't think it's fair to compare him to Tobias Harris. Tobias Harris ain't never sniffed an All-Star. He ain't even been an MVP candidate.
It's harder to make an All-Star in the NBA than it is in baseball.
So still I don't. All-Star. I don't.
Dude,
know.
I don't. Who cares? Forget about the All-Star thing.
You almost had to dump yourself.
Time out. Let's take a deep breath.
Do the All-Star
we're all going to need to dump each other on this show, right? Let's take a deep breath. I don't remember who said it last time. I saw it somewhere. I thought it was funny. But this just puts into perspective how long we have to deal with this Turner contract, okay? Starting today, we have to live through three presidential elections before this guy's off the books. Three.
Hugh, you're going to be in a retirement home, buddy.
I'll be, what, 60? I'll be somewhere close to 60.
That's okay with you?
Yeah.
At least Tobias is gone.
Could you imagine how Turner's going to look at 41?
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of yelling and screaming on this show.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
Oh, my God. 215-592-9494. It is an albatross. The contract is a joke. It's half a Soto contract. I remember 2 years ago I said I would trade Turner for Soto, and you would think I cursed at people's family. He's not half the player. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. We'll get to all your phone calls here. We'll get to the daycare front man as well. You got to hear what Alec Bohm said after the game last night. It's one thing that he's struggling, but this is, you got to hear it. It's coming up on the other side. 215-592-9494. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Guys, listen, myself, a lot of people out there, as you get older, your hair thins. It's okay. I went to see an expert, the doctor I trust the most, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He opened my eyes to the cutting-edge Artis IX robotic hair transplant, a procedure everyone who is in need should consider. Are you newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back? Dr. Rafi can help. Call Dr. Rafi at 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100, and get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com. Wow.
On my way to where the air is clean. Can you tell me how to get to Sesame? It's one of those songs that has not changed in forever.
No, I mean, how long has that show been on? 60 years? 50 years?
Yeah, got to be 60.
The people on the show have been on the show so long, they've gotten married, they moved on, and had grandkids that
There's
are that on
the show. There's that one couple, they've been on forever.
Yeah, they're married for real.
The bald guy? Yeah. Oh, they're married for
real? I think a couple of them are married for real. So, yeah.
It also fits because we have some players here who need to be watching Sesame Street instead of playing the way they play it on the field this year, specifically the third baseman. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls just in a second. But we need to get to this last night. So, post-game, Alec Bohm, you know, he didn't have another great night. He had the two plays in the field that he was unsure of what he was doing, and it cost Rangers some more pitches. He had the play where he hit the ball down the right field line, probably should have been a hit, and it was a bad call. He was upset. That one, I wasn't that upset. He was upset. He showed some emotion there. But just a rough series for Alec Bohm from start to finish here. And I believe his future on Philadelphia is should definitely be on the line. He's not my third baseman next year. Here's Bohm. Let's listen to Bohm after the game in the clubhouse as he reacts to the Phillies losing.
Do you feel like you're at a bit of a crossroads after even playing game two and just had kind of a difficult postseason here?
No. I know where I'll be next.
Guess he told you.
Yeah, well, he thinks. I mean, he's got some bravado for a guy who's not been that done that much in the major leagues. We sure he's here next year? I'm not.
Where is he? Is he going to be on Sesame Street?
I don't know where he's going to be.
No, I just thought it was kind of funny. That, number one, that question was brought up, and he answered it defiantly.
As if he knows. Like,
he knows. He knows. I don't know if I would be that confident in the situation that I'm in. Not saying that he did anything personally wrong, but you have to know in a situation like this, Joe, things are going to change.
Well, of course. And then if I'm Dave Dombrowski and I'm looking at the team, I'm taking like a big picture approach. What needs to change? Well, what's the one of the things that needs to change is chase at the plate, selectivity at the plate. Bohm asked about, you know, his approach to the plate. Here's what he said after a series where he wasn't very patient. Before last night, I think he saw less than two pitches per plate appearance the first three games. Here's Bohm.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wasn't my best self, and that doesn't feel good, but it is what it is. It's a hard game, and you're not always going to be getting hits and doing all those things, and there's other ways to help the team win, and it just didn't happen.
I think that just gets noticed because when I swing at the first pitch, I usually put it in play and hit it. I don't foul it off. I don't swing and miss. So the at-bat ends right there, and then I don't get a hit. And, oh, he's swinging at the first pitch. He needs to see pitches. But I'm up there. I'm an aggressive hitter. I'm not going to change who I am. That's how I've been my whole career. That's what's got me here. And if they throw the ball over the plate, I'm ready to hit it. And I'm not going to think too much about all that other stuff and just go up there. And every time I stand there with the bat on my shoulder and see a pitch, it's right down the middle. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword.
Not going to change who I am, says Alec Bohm after he hits 077 in a playoff series.
That's very defiant. In a situation where you know that something has to change, I think he has to be a little bit more tactful when asked that question in that moment because of the way his response will be received, especially coming off of the fact that you didn't score a whole lot of runs in the last game. So I think that a little bit of him was probably a little upset because of the question that was asked of him, and he was just being a little bit defiant. But you have to know, like, you're not doing the approach that you're taking right now, and I'm not talking about him individually. I'm just saying this as a team.
Right.
Something has to change. You can't go into it thinking that the results are going to be different. That was one of the things that happened with the Eagles when we went to the last NFC Championship game and won it. Big Red felt like we didn't need any receivers. Somebody must have told him, like, you're drunk. Something wrong with you because we need one. And they went out and got T.O. And when you went out and got T.O., your fortunes changed. And I think that was one of the biggest blind spots that Andy Reid, Coach Reid, had when he was here. And I think he learned from that mistake when he went to Kansas City.
So this fits with everything we've heard from them all night last night into today. That there's a sense, there's two things. One, complacency I felt like they got in the middle of the season. But two, trust us, we got this, guys, is the like, that's what I keep hearing from the Phillies. And I keep questioning, do you really have this?
Mm-mm.
By the way, you know, if Aaron Judge or Shohei Ohtani or Juan Soto or Bryce Harper want to tell me after they struggle in a playoff series, I'm not going to change who I am, I'm going to say, okay, you're great, right? Like, you've shown for years you're great at this. It's probably a small sample. That is some big talk from a guy who in his career, over 162 games, averages 16 home runs and a .277 batting average. I'm not going to change who I am. You're not that good.
You're not that guy.
You're not that guy. It actually reminded us of a couple other moments in Philadelphia sports over the years. Who we got first here? Which one of our favorites is this?
Since we're on the Eagles thing,
yeah,
it reminded me very much, almost like verbatim, of what a certain stubborn old quarterback for the Eagles used to say all the time.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm frustrated. I think everyone in this locker room is frustrated. You know, you don't go out there, play 60 minutes to lose. You know, that's not in the back of your mind. You know, we want to fight, scratch, claw, do everything we can to find a way to win these ball games. And it's obviously not happening in the last couple of weeks. And so as far as confidence and all that for me, you know, it is what it is. I'm the same player. You know, I'm going to go cut it loose. I'm going to, you know, be the same guy and give it my all, you know, every single game, every single play, and hopefully look up and see that we're winning a lot more of these games. But right now we're not. So we got to look hard at ourselves in the mirror.
Oh, it's a trip down memory lane. It is what it is. I'm the same player.
Is what it is. Shouldn't be in any of these guys' vocabulary.
It should not. Not
if you're not that good.
Yeah. Bad analogy time. If you're constantly trying to date, and you constantly are coming up short in the dating game, maybe you should start looking at yourself and quit blaming everybody else.
Maybe you should change.
Yeah, maybe there's something about what you're doing or what you're projecting.
It's a good analogy.
Yeah, it is.
That's actually one of your better ones.
What do you mean? I haven't had a bad one.
You're like 500 on the analogy.
No, I've been hitting the park. I've been making contact.
Well, right. That was a good one.
It was. No, you're right. That was a good one.
No,
so we have the Wentz comparison.
Wentz.
Who else we got?
I don't love that he's also being compared to this guy.
I am who I am. It is what it is.
They really all said the same thing.
Celebrate all the stuff he does well.
Glenn, not now. Not now, Glenn.
Glenn Rivers.
So we've gone to Ben Simmons, Carson Wentz territory with Alec Bohm. Wonderful.
Except where we're at.
But you know what we've never had with Alec? The super highs of Wentz or Simmons.
Right. Like, they were both better players than Alec Bohm's ever been.
Of course they were. 2017 Carson, obviously, and at moments with Ben before the stubbornness and the injuries and the head case stuff.
Give him time, Joe. He's in the daycare.
He's only 28 years old.
Yeah.
Only happened. Pushing 30.
He's my age. I mean, am I the daycare of the midday show?
Well,
you get a little emotional at times.
Yeah, sometimes.
Especially when he disagrees with one of us.
No, yeah. I'm always happy all the time.
I'm coming in.
And the best when callers are like, well, I just got done yet yelled at by Kyle. All right, so let's talk to JD in Southwest Philly. What's up, JD?
Man, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
I think Kyle might have waited to bring me up because this is all right, full disclosure. I've never liked Alex Wentz, right? I've never liked
him, Alex Wentz. Right? Really?
I like that. That's good today. Yeah.
Call me old school, but I think my corner outfielders and my corner infielders should be power hitters, not a 6'5", 225-pound flat hitter, right? So I've never liked them, right? And I was talking to Cal when I first called, and I would love for somebody, you know, somebody that you got time to kind of go in and take a look at this because I would love to see what bomb hit or whatever his name is. I would love to see what he hit after the trade deadline, right? Because you got this kid in the minors that's tearing it up, right? Tearing it up just on a fast track. They're not switching his position, right? They keeping him at third base. This guy thinks he thinks he's the future third baseman. So if he feels threatened and sees this kid and the trade that comes and they don't want to get rid of this kid for nothing, or we're not trading him, he's not on the block. He's a part of our future. He's in our plans. If he's a part of our future, where do you think he's going to play at? Do you think this guy's like mentally weak? Do you think he went in the tail in the second half of the season because they didn't trade this guy and he knows he's coming for him? Did anybody even think about that?
So JD, it's an interesting point. Aiden Miller is the prospect, and people are saying he's the best Phillies prospect probably since, you know, the Hamels and Rollins and Utley group and Howard. Like, it's been a long time since they've developed a player this good. So I pulled it up here, JD. Alec Bohm, after the All-Star break, hit .238 with four home runs. He was horrendous.
So that reminds me of Carson Wentz as well. Maybe it's from the same part of the country. Maybe it's a thing about that. Like, I don't know. But the thing is, right, and this team can be fixed, fellas, right? You get a center fielder, you get a left fielder, and I mean the only people you could probably trade is Bob and Stock, right? Go and get me an eighth or ninth guy. Like that's another thing. I'm sick of this analytical approach to baseball. The reason our bullpen suck, right, is because we got a bunch of 5, 6, and 7 inning guys. And that works during, you know, that works, that piecemealing and finding who you want in the eighth or ninth inning, that works during a long season, 162 baseball game. It don't work in playoffs. In the playoffs, you need a guy. You need an eighth and ninth inning guy that you can say, listen, here's the ball in the game. You could get that with Stott and Baum. You could get an eighth or ninth inning guy. And then you take the rest of these guys who are good middle relievers and you put them in the sixth and seventh inning, and then we get there. The pitching staff doesn't need to be touched. And then, like I said, you trade those guys, you know, you trade them, you maybe get some relievers, and you find some smart baseball players that you can sign for 2 or 3 years until the young guys are ready to come up, Aiden and Crawford. And that's my approach. That's what I think could be done to fix the team.
Well, J.D., we appreciate the phone call. You know what's coming out today? The truth. How people really feel about some of these players is coming to the forefront, because when the team's winning, you may not love every player on the team, but you're into the group, right? You're excited about the group, and you want the Phillies to win. I'm starting to hear it. Like the truth about how some people feel about individual players in this team. Boehm's going to be the one. I would trade him tomorrow.
He catching strikes.
Yeah, and I think he's very tradable. He's not expensive yet. He's not signed. They do have the left side infielder. Now, Miller's played more short, but he looks like a third baseman size-wise. Also, they could sign Alec Bregman this offseason. They get a legitimate all-star, real all-star third baseman that's won World Series. I do it in a heartbeat.
No one gets it worse in this town than a replaceable player with a bad attitude.
That's a bad combination.
It feels like when you talk about the odd man out, it feels like he is the guy, because everybody else has those contracts that would be a little bit harder to move.
Of course.
He feels like the odd man out.
And at least, he knows he's going to be here next year.
Well, he says so. Yeah, he knows.
He hopes so.
Yeah, he thinks. All right, Drew in Westchester. What's up, Drew?
Hi, folks. I don't typically do, you know, much yelling when I call, but I just need to go on a little bit of a rant here, if you'll let me get it.
The floor is yours, Drew. Go ahead. Go for it.
I appreciate it, Joe. It's really puzzling to me that a Hall of Fame executive in Dombrowski, you know, became convinced or thought that just, like, vibes could, you know, kind of overcome just, like, poor fundamentals and a bad approach. And I know it's totally illogical, but the guy who I'm just really angry about, who I just can't wait to be off this team, is Garrett Stubbs, because I just think back to last year, and I have this like hype video in my head where, like, he's not saying it in a mean way, but he's kind of saying, like, if you're not with us or if you don't get us, then get out of Philly. And I don't need a guy who grew up in California, who played for an Astros team that cheated their way to a World Series in 2019, claiming he represents the city. Like me, you, Kyle, Hugh, like all the callers, all the listeners, we're going to be fans, you know, God willing, 30, 40 years from now. Like he's just passing through here. So the daycare, the vibes, it's all over, and we got to get back to just playing smart, fundamental baseball. And I just keep honing. You're done, Garrett. And I do think, like, keeping, like, him over Marshawn around the All-Star break is kind of like a little bit of symbolism as to how they attack the season and all. So I'm just really angry about that.
I get it. Drew, I think Stubbs is the symbol of it, right? He's just the backup catcher, but you're right. It's the symbol of, we don't need to improve. We don't need to turn these spots over. We're good enough. I mean, and Drew, they weren't. I mean, they trusted their stars to carry them, and they let that bottom of the order just hang out there. And Drew, I go back to this. The last two deadlines for Dombrowski are a stain on a Hall of Fame career. To go Lorenzen, Rodolfo Castro, and then Estevez, Hayes, and Banks with two potential World Series in the balance, it's mind-boggling that that's what he did.
It's been really disappointing, especially because there was no dominant team in baseball this year. Like, this felt like the year to separate from the pack. And yeah, like Stubbs, like, I don't need a guy who does, like, no work on the group project and, like, still expects an A, you know, just kind of, like, being, like, a spokesperson for the team. I just think about the Diamondbacks, like, cool thing and all. But yeah, look, I just remember, like, you know, maybe Juan Soto is like T.O. or maybe like Mike Trout or something. But I just remember coming off like 2011. Like, I was still so bummed that, like, I didn't watch opening day in like 2012. And I'm not saying I'm going to do that this year, but they have a lot of work to do to regain our trust. And it's going to be the type of thing where, like, it's going to be hard to enjoy the regular season next year, because it's all about October. And this group, I know they're going to make changes, and I want changes, but they just have a lot of baggage on them now.
They do. Drew, it's a good phone call. So Drew mentioned 2012. I'm going to give two examples of why they just can't run back. Sometimes, Hugh, you don't know when the cliff is coming in sports until you fall off it, right?
Yeah,
so
true.
Two teams, the 2012 Phillies. I remember going that year, not many people thought that team was about to fall off the cliff, but they were older, and they didn't add young players that offseason. They just ran back, right? They hoped Ryan Howard would get healthy off the Achilles. They still had Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins. And guess what happened to that team? They fell off
apart.
The cliff.
Yeah.
Roy Halladay's career is basically over at that point. You don't know when it's going to happen until it happens. Another team, Dave Dombrowski's Tigers. They went to the World Series in 2012. They went to the LCS in 2013. They got knocked out in the Division Series in 2014. Does that remind you of any team around here? World Series, LCS, Division Series? Us. The 2015 Tigers won 76 games. Like, you can't just run it back and say, well, we were good the last 3 years, we'll be good the fourth year, when you have guys in their 30s. They got to do something here. And we're all going to point to Soto, and I'll scream for Soto until he signs somewhere else. That's like their get-out-of-jail-free card. He's 26.
Yeah, you want to infuse it with some young talent that is actually...
special.
Yes.
Not just good, but special. Yeah, I've been... Boy, that would, if there's one thing that could, like, perk them back up to get everyone excited again, it's that. Does the owner have the stomach for that kind of contract?
Yeah, because that's, you're talking about 600 yams, ain't you? At least. That's just the conversation. You got to come 600 yams just to be in the conversation.
Well, and the part that really makes it, like, extra is, I think if he doesn't land, it's either the Yankees or the Mets. Like, we can't have the Mets beat us and then get Soto.
No.
It's like, then that's trouble.
I mean, if they didn't have Tobias Turner sucking up $300 million, we might be the top bidders.
He is Tobias Turner.
Tobias Turner, that is crazy to me. I'm not saying he isn't, but, you know, when you talk about careers here as a Philly and a Sixer, I mean, he did give me an all-star. I mean, regardless of how you feel, if it was earned or not. I mean, in a short period of time.
Raise a banner for Trey Turner's all-star! Woo!
You know, it hurts worse when it's both of y'all.
Who cares about an all-star?
I'm just saying, you know, when you made the comparison, I just said, well, he did make it to an all-star. That's all I said. That's all I said.
Hugh, is Embiid's tenure with the Sixers a success because he won an MVP if he doesn't win a title?
I didn't say that. I'm using your logic.
I'm applying your logic.
Well, he is a Hall of Famer.
So a success.
I didn't say that.
Well,
I mean, it would be nice to have a championship, but... You know, from his perspective, it probably is. He's an Olympian.
No. I'm asking about from our perspective. I don't care about his perspective.
Have you seen his?
Don't deflect.
I'm deflecting.
This is big time deflecting.
It's a filibuster by you.
I am deflecting. You see his shoes? His NBA, what is it, MVP shoes that he got for the Olympics?
I don't give a shit.
I don't even think he liked them. Like, did you see the picture? I don't even think, like, when he got the shoes and they presented them to him, he was like,
No, I did see him. Yeah, he didn't love them.
Keep deflecting, bud. You know I'm right.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He didn't like his shoes. That's all.
All-star.
He's
three more presidential elections left on this contract. Three.
Yeah, that's a lot. That is a lot.
Hugh will be in his 60s.
I'll be
60. Kyle will be pushing 40. I'll be pushing 50 when this Trey Turner contract's over.
I might not see the end of it. With the way this is going,
you'll be here,
dude. The way Philly sports have gone, I'm not making another 10 years. Are you kidding me?
You're in your 20s.
I'm not. I'm barely. Yeah. I'm not going to make it, man.
And then by the time that roll around, I'm gonna be on the air arguing about politics, and it's just gonna be cut Michael.
Cut his mic.
What the hell is he talking about?
Let's go to TR in Winfield. What's up, TR?
Hey.
Hey, TR.
What's up, man?
Sorry, man. I'm in the gym training.
Oh, you're in the okay. You're in the gym training, and you're on this phone talking to us. Listen to the
radio. Absolutely.
Okay.
Y'all my favorite. Yeah. WIP number one. So, yo, man, it's more so the players' problem, man. Like, they go through all the whole seasons playing, get to the big lights, and what happens? They turn right into deers, scared to let their hands go, just standing there watching the ball go by instead of letting your hands go. You know, it's like you said, it's a mindset. The mindset, they were scared, man. And that theme song y'all played. They came out playing like You need to go see the Wizard, man. You need to look at the Lollipop Kids. We are calling the Lollipop Kids. They came out with
We're going back in the day with these songs.
Yeah, they play, they need to go see the Wizard. They didn't have any heart in the series at all.
They need courage, like the Cowardly Lion. They went up there like they were stuck. Look in their eyes. They were scared. The fans had them scared and let their hands go. And I just think you got to look forward to the next season. You know, whatever changes need to be made, make them. Other than that, you know, I'm down my squad. You know, I'm Philly boy, the fraud. The fraud in Philly, not the fighting Philly until they come back and win something.
Ooh, that's fraud. What? It's good, though. TR, TR, we appreciate it. That's a good one.
Strong.
We've hit some good things this segment. We really have.
Dude,
we got Hugh deflecting, the fraud, the fraud Phillies, Tobias Turner.
The fraud and Phillies. The fraud and Phillies is really good.
They are the fraud and Phillies.
That's strong. That is so strong.
Yeah. It is a worse contract than Tobias. It really is.
Because of the length of it.
Yeah, it's more than double.
Yeah. To be fair, he needed to make a couple All-Stars before you know it could be.
How about an MVP Tobias didn't make ballot?
Tobias didn't make any All-Stars as a professional.
With the All-Stars?
Here's the thing.
I don't care about All-Stars.
When they signed Tobias, everyone kind of knew they overpaid. People thought they were getting something special in trade. It's like you go out to a restaurant.
This is true.
If you went to a steakhouse, you and you paid a lot for a steak.
I've done that.
And it's not good.
I've done that this year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the steakhouse
name. Don't do that. But
I'm not going to say it, but I was... Oh,
See, that's how I feel about Turner. That's it.
Yeah, it was.
You ordered an award-winning steak, and it gave you diarrhea, and you're like, won an award.
It wasn't that. The mark of a good steak, in my opinion, is one where you don't have to put anything on it, and it's good.
Well, Turner needs a lot.
He needs a made one. Put it like this, Kyle. When I cook my steaks, I look forward to putting the A1 on
steaks. I can't wait till we get to spring training.
You probably butcher them.
Guys, have you put any A1 on Turner this spring training?
I put A1 on the steaks that I make.
Dude, the smoke alarm's going off.
It's a three-alarm fire.
215-592. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But that's the way I feel about Turner.
It won an award, Hugh.
It's a $300 million steak. I got to put A1 on.
I'm traumatized now. You brought that up, and it was not
cheap. That was a good analogy, wasn't it?
It was not. That steak was not cheap.
Nope, you paid $50 for that thing.
And this is why I'm plant-based.
And you've been on the toilet the rest of the day.
No, it wasn't that. It was just like, that don't taste like this $80 steak.
And this is what I've been trying to say about Turner for 2 years. 215-592-9494.
I got it. I get it.
You get it now. It got through. All right, we'll keep hitting your phone calls, reacting to everything Phillies. Where do they go from here? Topper and Harper both discussed after the game. That's the Extra Calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Yeah, that's Marcus Hayes. He was asking the tough questions.
He was all over the place.
He was. Well, and Marcus is a really good columnist and good reporter. And when he's like a shark when there's blood
in water.
Marcus smells blood.
He smelled blood, and he's there doing his job. He's got to write a column on a team that blew it. I mean, let's be real. They choked. Last year they choked. This year they just stunk it up. The year before, they came up short to a better team. That's the way I define the last years. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Harper on this offseason to come, which is going to be a major one for the Phillies.
Do you think you guys have, like, the group as it is good enough to win, or do you think you need to make some big changes?
I mean, obviously, we're going to have some guys that are out of this clubhouse, so that's a job for Dave and John to, you know, figure out what they want to do.
Well, at least Bryce has his firm grasp of how this is going to go.
See, he gets it.
He don't miss no words with that one. He know what it is.
Well, I like how he put both of them in there. I mean, that speaks to me of the Soto thing. Like, Dave could make a change. Dave could trade Bohm tomorrow, you know, when the new league year opens in November after the World Series. Soto requires the owner. That, like, the GMs can't just sign people to $600 million contracts. That's the owner.
He did leave. He recused himself. Out of the GM
good.
Mix.
Well, that's good. Just let's focus on hitting. That's all
he's
I need.
This offseason coming up, this one's not me. I'm
but
out.
You know he's going to have his fingers. He's going to have his fingers in the pudding. He's going to have some input about who they think they should get.
I do wonder. Now they seem to have a good relationship when he was down there the year they crossed over. I do wonder if he'd want Soto here. I mean, like you would think yes, right? He's a good, great player. He'd want him. But like you know, in Washington, Hugh, the reason they let Bryce leave was because
they had Soto.
They had Soto coming, and he was going to be just as good at for much, much cheaper. I wonder if they are great buddies, decent buddies. I wonder. I don't.
You think it's a little bit of Anna there?
I don't know.
Might be a little Anna.
Well, also, do you think it'd be weird for Bryce if someone on this team was paid way more than him?
You got to get over that. Are you really trying to win a World Series?
I agree with you. We haven't had that yet.
Or are you know, I tell you what has died on the vine. You asking for some more money.
That dog
ain't hunting no more.
No.
That conversation, I would suggest, Bryce, if you listen, you probably shouldn't bring that up no time soon.
Lay low on that one.
Yeah. Let that thing eat.
He almost was shielded by the goodwill that the Phillies built. Like, people were mad about the NLCS. They're not at this point yet. I feel like we've now flipped to what's like, no, you guys are kind of losers now. Like, Harper can't roll that back out this offseason.
No, he can't.
I mean, you got to read the room. Yeah. You cannot do that. Let's go to Andy, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Andy.
How you doing, Joe?
Good, Andy. What's up?
I'm doing. All the talk about Turner, this, that. I mean, granted, a culture change needs to happen. But I'd say, you know, Kevin Long and, you know, things need to change that way. But, I mean, y'all ripping Turner. I mean, what are you going to do when he's the MVP next year?
You heard him. MVP of what?
He's going to be the MVP next year, Joe. You heard him.
He's going to be the MVP next year, just as you hear John Smoltz, just like I do. Turner has every daggone bit of everything. It ain't all his fault. It's the ebbs and flows and stuff happen, but to single him out, I mean, not him.
Andy, he's a $300 million player who can't get a big...
There's so many of those anymore, Joe.
No, there's not.
In the comment from...
Hold on. Andy, how many players in baseball have $300 million contracts?
At least 5 or 10 now.
Five or 10.
And do you think he's one of the top 5 or 10 players in baseball? Oh, you don't need this much time, Andy.
It's the pregnant pause.
Andy.
Yeah, you got me hesitant, but I mean, I look at real quick, though, before you hang up on me, the whole thing with Boehm and whatnot, yeah, he's going to leave. He'll leave, and he'll go become a Hall of Famer just like Roland.
No, he won't.
But this is a joke, quite frankly. He does not fit with the team. I totally agree that daycare is done. You need Brigman, somebody else that just knows the game. But damn it, the whole team failed. They won the division, and they said, okay, we accomplished our goal, and now we're the Atlanta Braves of the last 2 years, sitting at home watching.
Well, unfortunately, you're right on that part. Yeah, they won a division, and then they petered out the way the Braves did. Can we just clear some things up? Alec Boehm, the only way he's going to Cooperstown is if he buys a ticket one day. He's not going to the Hall of Fame when he leaves here. Stop. Do we remember how good Scott Rolen was? Just because you didn't like him doesn't mean he wasn't a great player while he was here. And then he went to St. Louis and he won and he continued his career. He's not in the same class. And Trey Turner's days winning MVPs, first of all, he never won one. He's going to win one now? What are we talking about?
He's going to have a resurgence next year.
He's made 40 errors in 2 seasons here.
The one that got me was when he made the other day. When he dropped the ball.
Yeah. How about last night when he took his sweet time throwing the ball home? We haven't talked about that today. They could have had a double play in the 6th inning. And he just, you know, like it's a game in July. Get up and fire the ball home. They could have had a double play.
We have 2 days in a row of Alec Boehm, Scott Rolen comparisons.
I think it's got to be.
We've lost our minds.
Because it's got to be a joke. I think they're doing it to me now.
They're pranking you.
Joe don't see it. They see the greatness that is Trey Turner that Joe just doesn't want to see.
That's it. It's just me. Yeah. I'm doing it on purpose. 215-592-94.
You do get on your high horse and you just go after people sometimes. You do that every now and then.
Because it's like I'm looking at the sky and you're telling me it's green. It's blue. What are you looking at?
Maybe it's more like a sea foam.
Maybe it's blue. All right. Your phone call's coming up and we got to get to a lot in the 1 o'clock hour here today as we react to a disaster up at Citi Field last night, including two things that couldn't have been timed worse. I mean, this stuff's unbelievable. And is WIP to blame for the Phillies losing?
Well, yes.
I think the answer is yes. All coming up, midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.